McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
AJ, a funny story there. We were out one night many, many years ago with a friend of mine, and we saw an Irish celebrity. I'm not going to say who it is. And we were in Lily's, and he went over because he just liked selfies with people. And he said, "Can I have a selfie?" And not that she was that famous, she's a D-lister. She says, "No, this is me private time, love. I don't take photographs in me private time." Anyway, on a more serious note, Irish people consume more than twice the EU average of textiles per person per year, over 50 kilograms. Fast fashion, of course. Most of which ends up incinerated, exported or dumped in landfill. My guest tonight is on a mission to ensure that Irish fashion continues to thrive so the future generations can enjoy high quality, locally made clothing. Annalise Duffy Fallon is the founder of Fashion Connect Ireland, which promotes sustainable fashion by teaching sewing and mending in schools across the country. And I'm surprised. Do people still mend and sew clothes or darn your socks anymore? Annalise, hi, how are you?
Well, good evening. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm more intrigued to find out who is the celebrity. I'm dying to know.
I get AJ.
You keep that to yourself, my goodness.
I get AJ to tell you when she picks up the phone after, all right? She'll tell you.
Oh, cheers.
She knows because I said it to her during the break.
I'll wait with bated breath.
Here's the thing. You know, kids nowadays, they don't, like my mother would, you know, sew new buttons onto clothes or she would make something out of something else many, many years ago. But nowadays, kids don't do that. It's all kind of fast fashion, isn't it? It's all, I should just throw it in the bin, I get a new one, I get a nicer one or whatever. We just like to spend more money on fast fashion, which is quite cheap nowadays too. So we don't really fix stuff anymore, do we?
No, I don't think we do. But, you know, I have a daughter myself. She's 22 now and her wardrobe is still a floor drobe. And so I am that mother as well that looks at the clothes on the ground and goes, oh, my goodness, how much do you have to spend on clothes to try and find something to wear that's going to end up on the floor anyway?
Yeah.
But do you know what? It is a problem that is around every single household in every single part of Ireland. And it is a growing problem. And I grew up in a household a little bit different myself. I'm a third generation manufacturer and designer in Ireland. So I grew up practically on a factory floor. I started sewing commercially my parents' factory at 7. So I was brought up with probably a slightly different mindset. I grew up around extremely talented women, primarily women, I must say, the majority were. And that sewed clothes for me, my sisters, and the population around Ireland in the 1970s, 1980s, mm-hmm. and into the 1990s. So to see an appreciation of that skill was incredible. And it was like, I would liken it to living in a circus. And it was like magicians. So these machinists to me were just like magicians that they could get a piece of fabric and within an hour they could miraculously turn it into something that you could wear.
Yeah.
And I agree with you entirely. Yeah. It's the when you don't see that yourself constantly as a child growing up, how would you possibly know how to mend?
Yeah, so the new generation don't see that because in my generation, like I'm 61, right? So my mom. Mm-hmm. At that generation, every woman had a sewing machine in the house. A Singer sewing machine, probably, at the time. Mm-hmm. They would have all had a sewing machine. Some of them were the pedal ones where you had to keep pushing the pedal all the time. You know, it was kind of a rotary thing. But every woman had a sewing machine so they could fix clothes. Because, of course, we didn't have much money in those days. So, you know, clothes had to last you a little bit longer. I mean, your brand, of course, you know, Fashion Connect. I mean, what's the kind of goal of Fashion Connect?
My own personal goal, it's taken me 10 years to open Fashion Connect Ireland, believe it or not. It was just always my mission to be able to revitalize clothes, making more clothes in Ireland, to try and incentivize brands who were making abroad, making high volumes of clothing and bringing them into Ireland. Well, how could we slow down that process? How could we get back to the way clothing manufacturers and brands used to make in Ireland, and how we only made what we could sell, and how to change that process back to the way I grew up in a space where you went out and you sold to retailers, then you came back to the factory, you made them and you sent them out. And you were making them slower, so you were making a higher quality product. And yes, the clothes were going to last longer. And because they were lasting longer, it meant you only had to mend them a little bit and they were going to stay in circulation longer. So it was a way of using my experience over the years and saying, OK, how can we make that happen again? How can we start to incentivize brands to want to start to make in Ireland again? And one of the reasons why, I suppose, brands couldn't make in Ireland anymore is because they didn't have any skilled machinists. So I decided, well, OK, we'll start to train some machinists so that they were available to work in, for brands who wanted to start to make in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And my mission is that eventually, just like it was when we were growing up, that every single citizen in this country had a piece of clothing in their wardrobe that proudly had made in Ireland on the label.
And it is difficult to encourage people to do this, but you're doing it at a good time, of course, when we're very conscious of our environment, polluting the environment, and also trying to reduce the amount of fashion, because, of course, the knock-on effect is, you know, we don't have as many people working in sweatshops in places like, you know, Bangladesh and all over the world are getting very low wages. So it's a good time to try and encourage people to do that. So how are we going to encourage more people to do that? I know you it mentions that you go around the schools as well, you know, talking to kids about sewing and, you know, all this kind of stuff. I'm assuming they do that in, what's it, domestic science? What do they call it nowadays in schools? Where they learn how to sew. What's the name of the subject? Domestic science. Home economics. Yeah. Home economics. Yeah.
Not every school has the resources to do that. And the schools that do, it's absolutely incredible. And it's brilliant. But we decided, how can we help the younger generation to learn those life skills that maybe they might be able to, rather than throwing a dress or a pair of trousers in the bin because the zip is broken in them, how could they learn how to fix those? Or how could they learn to fix the button rather than throwing the garment out? I said, okay, what would be the easiest way and the, as I call it, the stupid easy way to make that happen? And I came up with a brainwave that I said, how about if we buy a coach and we buy a 53-seater coach, we rip out all the seats, we make it into a mobile workshop, we put domestic sewing machines in it, and we tour that bus around the schools, and the children of the school can come onto the bus, they can learn how to sew and learn about fabric and all of that good stuff, and learn how to look after their clothes. Mm-hmm. So we are on a mission to make that happen right now.
Okay.
To turn my crazy idea.
It's not a crazy idea. I think it's a great idea. And I would love to see both boys and girls getting involved in it as well, because typically it would have been a very female thing, wouldn't it? But I would love to see boys getting involved in that too, because I'm not too bad. I can get a button back onto a shirt. I'm okay at doing those kind of things, you know. I don't darn socks now because socks are so cheap, I suppose. I don't bother darning socks. My mother used to darn the socks. But maybe a good idea, because I suppose there's a social media population nowadays, the young people of today, you know, on TikTok. I was thinking there's an idea maybe that you could use TikTok, that everybody goes out, buys a big T-shirt, an XL T-shirt in pennies. And the skill is that you have to make another garment out of it. In other words, you have to turn it into another garment. And if you got that trending on Twitter, you know, for Fashion Connect, that you go out, everybody's going to pennies, buy a plain white XL T-shirt, large T-shirt, and make another garment out of it. I think exactly. That would be a good trend on Twitter. Yeah.
Well, you know what the funny thing is we actually do something a little bit like that with TY students that come into the building.
Oh, okay, great idea.
We take, what we do is we we get a load of donated hoodies and that sort of stuff that are going to go. They're not suitable to be sold in charity shops. They're not at the time. So they give them to us and they would say, OK, what can we make within 15 minutes that you can have something that nobody else in the whole wide world has? Mm-hmm. And we will be able to show you how to do that faster than you'll be able to click buy on a fast fashion site and have it on the way to you in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And we take the hoodies, we get them to chop them up, and they make snoods, you know, like little scarves around their necks.
Yeah.
And they have them start to finish within 15 minutes. And now they own a unique garment that nobody else in the 6 billion people or whatever it is in the world owns just like them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going, oh my God. And I said, well, here's the best part. I said, if you sell it to your friend, you'll actually get more money than you paid for it when it's a sweatshirt.
Absolutely.
So there you go. So you're going to save your 10 euros pocket money, and then you're going to make an extra 10 euros on top of it just by doing that little trick for 15 minutes.
Well, I have to say, and look, it's a great idea. The whole idea of Fashion Connect Ireland seems like a great idea, because it is time that we start to go back a little bit. We're moving too fast forward. Social media has a lot to answer for, by the way, when it comes to that, because, you know, young people, particularly girls, I suppose, maybe because they enjoy fashion more than boys, it seems, you know, are just, everything is just disposable, disposable, disposable. It gets one, two wears, and then, oh, sure, I can't wear that again. I only wore that, you know, recently. I can't wear that with the same people out again, because they'll see me in it, you know.
Yeah.
So take that item and change it. Turn it into something else.
Change it into something different. And then you can have a new item every single time you go and take your photograph for Instagram, or you meet your mates, or whatever you do. You have constant new fashion by just upcycling and restyling the stuff that's in your wardrobe.
If they obviously utilize social media quite a lot yourself, but if people want to get information, I suppose, I know you have a website, fashionconnectireland.ie.
Yeah.
What can they get on the website? What sort of information will they get on the website?
They'll have everything from what we do, what we're all about, what we offer for full-time courses, how to get involved, how to get involved in our fundraising, and just a little bit about us. And then we're on Instagram as well as Fashion Connect Ireland. We're on Facebook as Fashion Connect Ireland. And we're easy to
Are you on TikTok yet? Are you on TikTok?
We are on TikTok, I believe. Yes, we are.
Okay. Yeah, you get it. You got to get in there. That's where the kids are hanging out now, I believe, TikTok. When I say kids, I'm talking about the 16 to 22 year olds who are probably responsible. I don't know if you've done the research into that, or if there is research available as to who's using the most amount of fast fashion, but I assume it's 16 to 25 year olds.
It is, but you know what? It's younger again. Mm-hmm. And it's past 22, where I think as a society in Ireland, we're all responsible for this.
Yeah.
And there's always something that we can do. And it's not about changing things to the micro, to the crazy level that you say, oh my God, I'll never be able to buy fast fashion again. That's not what it's all about. It's if you say 1% of your wardrobe is a quality item that you, if you think of buy per wear. So if you go in and you buy something for 10 euros and you wear it once because it was only 10 euros, well, if you save up 50 euros, well, you're going to have a different appreciation of something that you spent 50 euros on. So you're going to hang it back up in your wardrobe, number one. You're not going to only wear it once. You're going to say, well, that cost me 50 euros. I'm not going to wear it once. And you're going to hold on to it maybe for 2 years or 3 years because it's a better quality item. You would have bought about 6 10-euro items because you've only worn them once. So your pay per wear, for example, that 10 euros, you're going to go wear it once. It's going to cost you 10 euros to wear. But something that you paid 50 euros, you're going to wear it 20, 30 times, 40 times maybe. It's going to cost you less every time you wear it.
Absolutely. Well, look, it's a wonderful idea. And not only, you know, because you can save money, but it's also a wonderful idea going forward as well to avoid pollution and for the environment too. Listen, thank you very much indeed. And I appreciate
you
joining us.
Thank you so much.
No, you're so welcome. Annalise Duffy Fallon, who is from Fashion Connect, the website, by the way, fashionconnectireland.ie. And Annalise, I'm sure AJ will tell you who I'm talking about. Who I was talking about.
I can't wait to hear.
Okay, she'll pick up the phone to you now. Thank you, Annalise. All right. Thank you very much indeed to everybody. Enda Murphy's on the way with some beautiful love songs. Happy Christmas to you all.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.